Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hi there, and welcome to yet another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today's topic is the biggest mistake about podcast stats.
Should be a good one.
This is going to be funny. Yeah. So, podcast stats, in a nutshell, are hard to measure. iTunes doesn't give you very much. The other portals, they're not a lot better. And what the heck are the right numbers that you should be concerned about anyway? So, depending on just what your goal is for your podcast, you may not care about the same stats that other people find useful, even though we're probably fudging a little bit with that statement, because honestly, there's only one set of numbers that actually spell success for your podcast. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But right now, Hazel is going to, for all you new listeners, do the 2-minute rundown of how mobile wallet marketing actually works. Longtime users, skip ahead to the 3-minute mark if you want to. Everybody else, pay attention for at least the next 2 minutes.
All right, so what is mobile wallet marketing? Well, it's a real-time communications tool with direct access to your customers using their mobile phones. We use it for our product Podcast Marketer. And for Podcast Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, we have a pass. And on the pass, we have a front and a back. On the front, we have what our podcast is, Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. We have our logo, our color scheme, and we have the latest episode right on the front of the pass.
And where does the pass live?
The pass lives inside of Apple Wallet or an Android third-party wallet.
Got it.
Yeah, and so that's the front of the pass I just mentioned. On the back of the pass, you'll have listen links to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you have your podcast located, it will be there. If your podcast is live and you want people to call in, you can have your call to action number right on the back, email right on the back. It's really easy to use, and it's a great way for subscribers to know that there's a new podcast out and you can gain more listeners.
You said a dirty word. You said subscribers when you were talking about podcasts.
I did say a dirty word, but I also said a great word. Listeners.
You did. Listeners is it. And you know, that's the other thing. If you have your website, your apps, your social media links, all of that stuff can be accessed directly from the back of the pass in one tap. And whether you use your podcast as a product or whether you use your podcast to market your product, it's kind of one and the same when we start talking about stats. Now, stats are really kind of tough to sort out. There's not a truly specific way to measure them, and each platform has the tendency to offer a different set of stats if they offer you stats at all. Now, iTunes, which is the big one, doesn't even do stats per se for single episode podcast producers. They do them for some of the podcast networks, but even then they're kind of sketchy. So you really are in the dark when it comes to your stats if you rely on iTunes. Now, if you are using a podcast plugin with, say, a WordPress install to do your podcasting and to host your podcasting, a lot of them, like we use Seriously Simple Podcasting, love it. It's got decent stats. They're not too basic, but they don't offer quite as much flexibility as what we would like. We're also working on a Google Tag Manager implementation, and once we have that done and sorted out, we will do an entire podcast about that, and we'll do some really good blog write-ups to go with it. So you could use something like PodTrack. You could go with some of the other podcast broadcasting networks like CBS or Forbes or Spreaker or anybody that does hosting of their own, but most of them still don't give you enough specifics. So how do you know what stats matter and which ones don't?
Well, we published an article, back in May on dominoresearch.com, thank you, about podcast stats and how do you know what's important and what's not and which might give you some more specific insights and what you should check out.
That one's got real examples. It's got, you know, specific examples of who did this and how they did it. So, yeah, it's on the dominoresearch.com blog. If you simply do a quick search for podcast stats, that article and a couple of others that we've published pertaining to podcast stats are all on there. The other thing you might want to do is take a listen to episode number 10 in the podcast archives if you haven't already heard it. Marketing podcasts with mobile wallets. And, you know, after you're done listening to this episode, if you like it, this is a really good time to go back and grab that episode and do a quick listen. We took a lot of time talking about the ways to leverage mobile specifically so that you could up your listener base, reduce your turn rate, get your ROI up to par. So there's a lot of super good ideas in episode 10.
Right. And going back to stats for your podcast, I mean, there are a couple of different ways to measure your stats. You can use a third-party service, like you mentioned, PodTrack, which requires you to do some changes with your link structure on your site but your host, but we'll get into that another time. It's not impossible, but perhaps it's difficult in some cases to use that. And depending on what type of software you're using to serve your podcast out to the world.
It is, because some people have, you know, like we use Seriously Simple Podcasting, and there is an add-on for the plugin that enables PodTrack. If you have a plugin that you use to host with that isn't already compatible with an add-on, then you have to get your programmer, or you, if you're smarter than me, to go in and actually make all the changes and get that sort of stuff to work. You could also push your podcast through Feedly or SoundCloud, and you could get stats that way. But you want to keep in mind that Feedly is a product that was designed for RSS blog feeds, not audio feeds per se. So their model is built on subscribers, because if you have a blog, your big metric is one of two things. It's subscribers or unique page views to each individual blog article. And since an audio component isn't a page loading and someone actually listening to it, Feedly doesn't really have a method of measuring how many people listened because they were on the page they subscribed to using Feedly. I mean, I suppose it's better than nothing, but it's not much better than nothing. Just keep that in mind. SoundCloud, we talked yes. about them. And once you hit a certain number of recorded minutes, they don't have a free base plan anymore. You have to pay them for each additional minute after that on one of their plans. And so if you're trying to stay within a shoestring budget, in order to use SoundCloud, you're going to have to dump an episode in order to upload another episode. And we've talked about this in some blog articles. We've talked about this in at least a couple of old episodes. It escapes me which numbers they are. But using your existing episodes to remarket those episodes, to leverage those, you know, it's like we just mentioned that you could go back to episode 10, which is the marketing podcast with mobile wallets. If we were on SoundCloud and we weren't paying to be on SoundCloud, and frankly, we don't pay to be on SoundCloud because we pay for our own hosting, and we have a really quick host. We're not on shared hosting. We're on our own servers. So we'll spend the money to make sure that you get a good experience. And we'd rather spend the money to have you be on our website getting that good experience than being on SoundCloud to get that good experience. Hosting is cheap. Don't let people like SoundCloud fool you into thinking you can't do this yourself. You do get better stats with SoundCloud. There's no need to question that. But that's really what you're looking at. And if you're trying to rely on SoundCloud, you don't get the iTunes, the Stitcher, the Spreaker sats. You know, you have to now go back and correlate all of your different stats from all your different places manually. And, you know, keep them in a spreadsheet or something like that so that you can actually tell if your podcast is your business, so that you can show your sponsors or your advertisers what kind of traffic you have. And it's really a pain in the ass, excuse my language,
it is.
To go back and have to pull from SoundCloud and pull from Google and pull from this one and pull from that one, because the ones that host for you, you have no idea in your own internal stats. If you use a plugin or a program that does internal stats, those aren't even counted in there. So, you know, for us, things like the Google Play, it's nice. We've been in there since they launched, and we get a decent amount of traffic, but we don't even bother counting it in our stats because it's such a headache to go back and then try to pull the regular stats, pull the Google stats, add them together, keep them in a spreadsheet, keep them up to date. Yeah, we gave up on that after about 3 weeks of trying to do that. So you do want to get your podcast into every portal that you can. One thing you might want to do with SoundCloud is make a 1 or 2 minute clip from your podcast and feed that into SoundCloud and make sure that in your clip, you let people know where they need to go to access the full episode. So you can use it for marketing. That's one way that SoundCloud can actually be very cheaply effective in a way that you can see some results.
That's a great tip. Thank you, Kim. Everybody thank Kim. Yeah, and so your stats are almost going to be low as far as the number of listens go. There are so many places, as Kim said, to get your cumulative total. So it's not that accurate, and just iTunes stats alone are not going to get you the listeners.
There are no stats for iTunes, yeah. You know, you can't get Google Tag Manager to work properly half the time. That's the problem we've been going around with for a while. And, you know, we wanted to use Google Analytics events, and we're struggling with that. We've had two programmers look at it. You know, getting an accurate handle on what you're doing without being part of mid-roll or CBS or Forbes or, you know, I could go on and on. There's just a giant list of podcast syndication networks. And though I have to say, I saw some podcast syndication network stats that weren't even really stats.
Did you?
I did. You know, when you tell me that your overall number of users for your whole network is X, but you can't tell me how much an individual show gets of that because your iTunes network stats don't really give it to you, and you aren't correlating Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Google, etc., because that's not your network, even though you're delivering over that. I mean, I was so turned off by the whole thing. You know, we considered syndication for all of about 10 minutes and decided that for us, it was much easier and much better to have control over what we do. We can see rudimentary basic stats. We're working on, like I say, implementing more. And those are designed around how many people listened to each episode and how many minutes of the episode did they listen to. Because if everybody listens to the introduction, but they stop listening when we do the explanation of how mobile wallet marketing works, then maybe we want to move that to a later point in the broadcast. What we did find was that no, people don't stop listening when we're explaining it because we have such a new listener addition right now every time that we produce a new episode. I mean, we see double digit, sometimes triple digit increases, a lot of which is due to using our podcast marketer platform. You know, we're not the only people doing it. Tommy Chong does it. New York Times does it with Modern Love. There's several other people that are doing it. And getting to the point of figuring out how long people are listening so that we can tailor the episodes to what people want to hear. You know, why would we do a 20-minute episode if 12 minutes is where people are done? They want to move on. They have a low attention span, that kind of thing.
That's right. And I was speaking to an owner of a large podcast network last night, and he was saying the same thing to me. The exact same thing. You don't know where or when, how long they're listening at one episode.
You know, the other thing that we think is really crappy is that it is so difficult to actually get referrals for listener origination points. You know, Where did that person come from? We found in our stats that we had a minor issue with a column called other. And we racked our brains trying to figure out what other was and why we had this other percentage, which made no sense.
Right, as opposed to like iTunes or Stitcher.
Direct or Audio, Listen, opened in a new window. It just kept being other. And we had made some changes to our Facebook advertising that correlated with this rise in other. And it took us probably 2 months, and we actually stopped that advertising campaign, and then all of a sudden we watched our stats kind of fall, and we're like, whoa, where did the listens go? So we like are analyzing all these things, and we're working our social media, and we're working our mailers, and we're working all of our referrals, and we're sending out, you know, plenty of updates to the passes, and we could watch in our stats. We sent out a pass update. Here's 20% of our listeners go and listen when we send them a notification, or we see that this is coming in through iTunes, or we see that this is people that were on the website. Well, it turned out that other was Facebook iframing our ad content on mobile within Facebook. And because we include links to our podcast on the sidebar of every blog entry that we have on every single one of our web properties, people were listening to our podcasts because they arrived at our page from Facebook and they were being framed in Facebook. And this was, you know, it was a not inconsiderable amount of traffic that we didn't set out to get when we were doing our ad campaigns. But with our click-throughs, we got essentially a 2-for-1 on our Facebook advertising because all of a sudden people were listening because it was right there. But it confused us and it confounded us until we actually sat down, graphed out all the Facebook advertising, graphed out the podcast, graphed out all, I mean, we tore through it to get it to find out what it actually was. So again, it just proves the point. Podcast stats are super difficult. The only one that really matters is how many people listen to an episode and how long do they listen. Because if you stack your ads on the back end of the episode and nobody's listening, they never heard your ads. Your advertisers are eventually going to figure it out. Somebody's going to come up with some sort of a podcast stats system. But again, it's like PodTrack. I don't really want to rely on their redirect to make my podcast play for somebody. People like Google don't necessarily like it. People like Facebook don't necessarily like it. And they don't proportion traffic as handily in an organic manner when there's too much redirecting and too much stuff like that going on. So, you know, this is an ongoing topic. We are obviously going to have more podcasts about it as we become more well-versed in how to actually judge and gauge, and we're doing some experimenting and we're going to share those results with you as the time goes on.
That's right.
So.
Yes. So I believe
that the biggest mistake about podcast stats is believing that you actually have real stats.
Absolutely. Well, this was great.
Totally.
Yeah.
Have a nice week and we will see you in 2 weeks.